95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again on WBCK for the first Coach's Corner of the boys' basketball season. Coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports, and we will continue to do that as we head into the first week of the high school boys' basketball season with our first Coach's Journal of the morning. But first, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. There's no basketball to talk about last night with the season starting on Tuesday coming up. However, there was a big high school event on a Friday night in downtown Battle Creek as Harbor Creek's volleyball team was playing in the Final Four at Kellogg Arena. Number 3 ranked Harbor Creek lost to number 2 Detroit Country Day in 4 sets, putting an end to a season to remember for the Beavers. Kellogg Arena will host state championships in volleyball today in all four divisions starting at 10 a.m. Like we said, boys basketball gets going this week with most teams playing their opener on Tuesday and only playing once next week due to the short Thanksgiving week. In the big game of the night, defending district and league champ Lakeview will open its season at Marshall on Tuesday. Also on opening night, Battle Creek Central will host Jackson. Harbor Creek will go to St. Joe. Penfield will be at Williamston. And St. Phil will be at Bronson. Other games in the area of note, Athens will be at Battle Creek Academy. Heritage Christian will play at Calhoun Christian. It'll be GA versus Comstock, Sturgis versus Coldwater, Olivet versus Union City, and Gull Lake will play Pawpaw. Climax Scots will play Kalamazoo Phoenix on Monday, getting a head start on everybody else, and Homer will also play on Monday against Concord. We will be back with our first Coach of the Morning after this break on Coach's Corner on WBCK 95.3 FM.
This is Brad Carpenter. Coach's Corner will be on Thanksgiving break. As a result, Bob Coward and myself will be filling in for 1 hour on Saturday. We'll be talking gardening, taxes, and whatever else crosses our minds. So be sure to tune in and give us a call this coming Saturday, November 30th at 9 a.m. for Saturday Morning with Bob and Brad. Jim Mead will be working the phones. That's Bob and Brad this Saturday at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our first coach of the morning, Steve Wickman of the Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
Doing real well. First Coach's Corner of the boys basketball season, and we're up bright and early. I know you have a practice later, so we got you in here first. And,
absolutely.
Coach Wickman is the dean of coaches in the city, longest running coach going on, 24th season for you there.
Whew, that's crazy.
It's hard to believe. That's a big number.
It's hard to believe, but just means I'm old.
That's right. Lakeview is coming off a district championship and a league championship. They did those for the first time in a long time last year. They had a senior-laden team. You have some key guys coming back this year, LeBron Campbell being one of them. He was one of the top players in the SMAC, and he's coming back for his big senior year. And let's talk about that whole team and who you got coming back and who you're excited about right now.
Well, yeah, so you mentioned LeBron, and this is his third year as a starting point guard for us. So he's running our ship right now, and he's doing a really good job in the preseason with leading the team and setting expectations. And, when you're by coach's vote, the best player in the league, and then you make the All-State team, AP All-State team, there's going to be a bullseye on his back, so we're going to need some of these other guys to come along, too, and help him out. So in that group, Davis is gone. Braden McKill and Jackson Hardy are the two other seniors that played quite a bit last year that are coming back. So we do have a pretty good three-headed monster coming back with lots of playing time. And then after that, it kind of, as far as playing time-wise, drops off quite a bit, you know, with guys that, that got time last year. So we got a new young man this year. Really, really happy to have him. He's been in the homeschool or the online school system. And we know, in Michigan, there's all kinds of different educational opportunities now. So Deontay Bibbs is coming to us, and he's been a pleasant surprise. Didn't know he was even in the equation, but he's a guard. Colin Yarger is another guy that's been in our system. This is his fourth year in our system, and he's a senior. We're looking for him to knock down some big shots this year. Pearson Blair is a senior. He played on our JVs last year, made a sacrifice for himself to get better and play a lot, and did a really nice job down there last year, and we're looking for him to help us out this year. Spencer Shotwell is another senior that we have. Spencer didn't get a ton of time last year as a junior, but he can shoot the ball. He's very streaky, but he's probably, in the big picture, our second best shooter. So we're looking for him to help us out quite a bit. Angel Smith is one more senior who also sacrificed last year, went down in JV, and now he's here for his senior year. So we have seven, does that count? 8 seniors, which is kind of weird because we lost, I think, 7 last year. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a good thing. When you can kind of reload and not have to start over, so that's good.
And you had that, talking about last year with those 7 seniors, a season to remember for the Spartans. Like we said, the first SMAC East Division title since 2011. Some dramatic games at the end of the year to get that taken care of. And then you went into the district hot, and you won your first district title since 1993. And that was the first postseason tournament championship for you as a head coach. And that was exciting for everyone involved there. And riding that momentum and having some of those guys experience that level of success and being around and enjoying all the stuff that went around the team during that time, how much do you think that can help this year's team?
I think it can help a lot. I think especially for our big three who were big contributors to that last year, I think that experience will help a lot. Those expectations that we have as a program, and we've always said we're trying to play for championships, and last year we actually got there, and that was, obviously a lot of fun. And so those guys having that experience, I think, helps. But it's a brand new team, and we're finding that out on a daily basis that we have, last year was great, and it's over, and those guys are gone. And so now we've got to try to figure out how to put these pieces together.
A couple, three nice pieces, and then, like you said, starts with LeBron Campbell at point guard, and he's your do-everything guy, and averaged 18 points a game and 4 rebounds and 4 assists, and broke the school record for steals in a single season, so a lot to work with there. I think what I like to see is that you have a couple of big guys coming back, and that so you have a real nice front court with Braden McGill and Jackson Harder, both nice size, and you need size in the SMAC every year, and you don't always get size at Lakeview. So getting those guys to get in the paint and being there for you in that situation, how important is those? How much big of a step do those guys have to make? Because they were kind of role players last year, Braden McGill and Jackson Hardy, and they're going to be leaned on a little bit more this year.
Yeah, that's a great point. We have spent the last 3 or 4 days really focusing on pounding the ball into them, because they are going to have to make big steps and big strides. And like you said, they both were kind of role players last year. And this year we're looking for them to really step up and be leaders. And they've both done a great job. What I've figured out is we never really made either one of them just sit on the block and try to score, a whole lot last year, because we didn't need to do that. Now I think is their time, and I think if whether we play them together or we play one for the other, however that works out, we've spent, like I said, a lot of time, and we'll spend more time today just trying to get those guys to understand, like, sit down, want the ball, and then score or make the right pass. And I think that'll help a lot. And then I think we also have asked Spencer Shotwell, because he's a big boy. We've asked him to start learning how to play a little post. And I think it's a very it could be a really good weapon for us because he the way he shoots the ball, and so like I told him trying to sell this to him, you know, you'll have a mismatch on a lot of nights because you'll have a big, you know, maybe a 6'5 guy guarding you and he doesn't want to come out on the perimeter, so you'll get your 3-point shots even though we're asking you to play inside a little bit. And he's bought in, I think. I think he enjoys the contact. He enjoys being down there and getting in the trenches. And so I think that'll be another addition to that post rotation for us.
You guys get started right away. The whole season kind of gets started right away on Tuesday. Seems like an early start for boys basketball, but it has something to do with the calendar there. Plus, boys basketball is starting before girls basketball again this year. And playing right away on Tuesday against one of your rivals in Marshall. That's always a fun game to play early in the season, especially. What are you looking forward to, not in terms of just Marshall, but in terms of what you want to see from your team on opening night?
Yeah, it's weird because it is early in April, and when our AD came and said, here's our schedule, you know, you don't even think about, well, that's before Thanksgiving, you know, because it's just too far away. But listening to you do the scoreboard earlier, everybody's playing Tuesday. So it'll be interesting to see how that goes. It's almost, I don't want to say it's a scrimmage, but it's like one of those things, you know, you're not going to play again for a whole another week after Tuesday. I'm very excited to see I'm excited to see Braden and Jackson take steps forward. And then I'm also excited to see some of our younger kids, how they perform in their first varsity game. You know, we have 5 juniors and a sophomore in addition to those 7 or 8 seniors. So, for them to come into their first varsity game, how do they perform? We know they're going to be nervous. They might pee their pants or whatever, you know, but we want to see, you know, I'm excited to see how it all plays out, you know. And the scrimmage is kind of harder because you want to make sure everybody's playing and everybody's getting time to see what combinations work and what don't and those types of things. But when you get into a game, you're going to hopefully get into a normal rotation. And I don't know what our normal rotation will be right now until we start Tuesday, you know. So, and Marshall's good. You know, they got the Miller kid back who's very, very good. You know, so that'll be a really big challenge for a young team.
We'll look forward to that. That's going to be our Enquirer game of the night on Tuesday, and we'll have coverage of that online and in paper. So exciting season coming up for everybody, and ready to get it started. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down.
All right, thanks, Bill. Can't wait to get going here.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
This is Brad Carpenter. Coach's Corner will be on Thanksgiving break. As a result, Bob Coward and myself will be filling in for 1 hour on Saturday. We'll be talking gardening, taxes, and whatever else crosses our minds. So be sure to tune in and give us a call this coming Saturday, November 30th at 9 a.m. for Saturday Morning with Bob and Brad. Jim Meade will be working the phones. That's Bob and Brad this Saturday at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBCK.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here with our next Coach of the Morning. We're here with Coach Mike Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
Back here for another season of Coach's Corner, and an exciting season for the St. Phil Tigers after what they did last year and bringing almost the entire, or actually probably the whole entire roster back. So talk about how excited you are about not having to learn any new names.
I'm very excited about that. I mean, we did lose one this year. We lost Nate Rappelje, who went down with an ACL injury during football season, so that's unfortunate. And, you know, we're hoping he can heal and, you know, possibly try to play some college football or something like that. But I'm very excited for this team. We got a lot of talent, got a lot of continuity to it. You know, we're throwing in some new stuff, but it's always nice to kind of know what you got going in so you can kind of you know, add more responsibilities to the team and build upon what they already know.
Yeah, the St. Phil went 14-8 last year, and you guys were really on a roll at the end of last year, and then kind of came to an abrupt end when you played a Climax Scott team that you had beaten twice, like in the past few weeks before that, and then you lost in the districts, and that wasn't the end that you wanted. But it's a learning process for everybody, and then you have a lot of guys coming back, and we have starting with the district triplets, the Jackson, Carter, and Lincoln. They make up the bulk of your team there in terms of they've been there for several years now already. They're still only juniors, and Jackson was your leading scorer last year. You also have Colt Myers as a senior, Sawyer Weiss as a senior, Brady Lightfoot and Chris Guyana also seniors. So a lot of guys have played a lot of time, and a lot of these guys are 2- and 3-year varsity players. How important is that for you?
Oh, very important. I feel like once we get to playing some Class D ball, I mean, we're going to open up with Bronson, and we're going to play Concord, who now has dropped down to Class D. But, you know, having that experience at that level is going to be great. And, I mean, these are kids who have really attacked the weight room and added some muscle to them, and so... I feel like we're going to be one of the stronger teams physically in our conference. I mean, it was good last night to see a couple teams that we scrimmaged that were, you know, bigger schools, and so they had a little bit more size to them, and so it was nice to see that and get them a little push there. But for the most part, I feel like we're going to be one of the bigger teams in our conference size wise. I mean, Bellevue's going to have some tall boys, but overall, 1 through 5, I think whoever's going to be on the court, we're going to be kind of bigger than the opponent.
Jackson was your leading scorer last year, and that dynamic probably won't change. He's going to look to shoot the ball from the outside, but it looks like you have a chance to have a balanced scoring. You have a lot of guys that can put the ball in the hole and who've done it in the past. And talk about that, how that's going to kind of work in terms of you want to score from different places so teams can't scout you that well. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very difficult for teams to scout us. I mean, Jackson is an incredible shooter. He's going to be manning our point guard for the first time this year. He's doing a great job so far in the preseason of taking on that new role. We just kind of figured, you know, put the ball in his hands earlier, and then it might open up some opportunities for some guys in other areas, because, you know, the defenses are going to kind of be focused on him because they know of his three-point shot threat, and so they're going to have to play him a little tighter and a little bit more aggressive. Carter Diswick, he's one who's, you know, he had a great season his freshman year shooting the ball outside. Kind of lost it a little bit last year, wasn't really the greatest shooter, but I think it kind of had to do with him gaining some weight in the weight room. So he looks a lot more comfortable this year shooting from the outside. So I'm very excited for him. I'm thinking he can kind of – I think last year he kind of had like a little sophomore slump. So I think he's going to burst out this year. And then Lincoln also had a great year last year, and he's just kind of like Mr. Fundamental down there. He's not the tallest post player, but he's got all the moves that he can make. And then you got Colt, who we're going to put a little bit more in the power forward role because he's a big, strong kid, and he's physical, and we're excited for him to take that leap on the offensive end because, you know, he's a good finisher inside. He's got the capability of popping outside and shooting a three, and so having 1 through 5 really is all capable of shooting the threes because even Sawyer's a solid little three-point shooter himself.
So you're looking to spread the court a little bit and get people looking for you to shoot some threes, and then based on watching you last year, then you guys kind of want to drive the seams a little bit or also play a little up pace a little bit in that court, especially in Sheila Guerra Gymnasium where you can get up and down in there. And the idea that how that's all going to work is great for you guys, especially with the summer that you had, I'm sure, with all the familiar faces that when you guys rolled out the balls again for this season, it just how comfortable is everybody in terms of that, and how much of a bonus is that when you guys coming in with all this experience coming back?
It's a huge bonus because we don't have to really, you know, install the offense to begin with. The guys pretty much know what the offense is. I mean, we're putting new wrinkles into our offense. So that's taking a little bit of a learning curve, but that's absolutely fine. I'd rather be able to add wrinkles than, you know, have to completely start from scratch because, I mean, the first time we put our – ball screen offense in to start. Everybody knew what it was on the first go, and I'm like, all right, that's easy. We don't have to spend any more time, you know, trying to install that. And so that was really nice. I mean, we're going to try to be a little bit more up-paced this year. We're going to try to get out and run on teams because I feel like we just have the athletes to be able to do that. So that might take a little bit of a learning curve because we're kind of installing, you know, a transition offense into our ball screen offense that we like to run. So that might take a little bit for them to get comfortable with and understand their roles. And so, personally, I have to practice a little patience with that. Because I mean, I want them to be more aggressive in trying to get those quick layups and then, you know, putting the pressure on the other team to have to fight back on us. So, yeah, it's having the familiar faces is great.
Not be a bad thing because you're pushing these guys to learn something new, and that way some of these guys who have been around you for 3 and 4 years, they don't want to get bored with what's going on. You don't want them to get bored with what's going on. So pushing them to learn something new and get going with that fast break a little bit can be exciting. You guys start right away at Bronson on Tuesday. The season starts quick for everybody, and you had a fun game with them last year. Cameron Brackett is a tough guy to handle at Bronson, and you said like a Class C school, you're stepping up a little bit and playing a good Bronson team. What can you learn from that first game, you think?
It's going to be interesting. I think last night we learned in a scrimmage that we really need to start focusing a little bit more on our rebounding. And it going up against a bigger school like that, rebounding is going to be a premium. We're going to try to limit second chance baskets because last night was not great for that. But you know, playing a bigger school is always great. And Brackett's a good kid. He averages about 30 a game last year in their conference. So he's definitely a scorer. I mean, they're deeper than us. They don't have their, you know, big, strong farm boys like they normally have had in the past, but it's going to be a great challenge, and I'm looking forward to playing against them because their coach always got them boys prepared.
It'll be exciting to look forward to the St. Phil Fighting Tigers, our deep team, an experienced team, and this is the year you guys have been looking forward to a couple of years now, and with all these guys coming back and all these guys with experience, so it'll be fun to watch. So we'll look forward to that opening up Tuesday at Bronson and open up the season. Thanks a lot for coming down, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back here with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
This is Brad Carpenter. Coach's Corner will be on Thanksgiving break. As a result, Bob Coward and myself will be filling in for 1 hour on Saturday. We'll be talking gardening, taxes, and whatever else crosses our minds. So be sure to tune in and give us a call this coming Saturday, November 30th at 9 a.m. for Saturday Morning with Bob and Brad. Jim Mead will be working the phones. That's Bob and Brad this Saturday at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBCK.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer here, back on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next coach of the morning. We have Penfield coach Robbie Hatton joining us via remote on the phone. Are you there, Coach?
Yes, sir. How you doing today, Bill?
Hey, doing well. Coach Hatton is in his first year at Penfield. He takes over for Nate Burns, and we know Coach Hatton from the football field at Penfield, and now he's putting on another hat for basketball. I know you're real excited about taking over the boys' basketball duties. Talk about the decision that went into that for you.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been coaching basketball since 2009, and you know, I was at Colon as the women's or girls' basketball coach there, and then went over to Glen Oaks and was coaching at the college level. So I was the head women's basketball coach there, and was loving it, and you know, had some really good fun there, and you know, had a great support system. And when this job opened up, wasn't really leaning towards it until my AD came to me and just had a good conversation about it. And, you know, with me having a younger family now that is very active, you know, hence the reason why I got to call in, because I'm at hockey with my son every Saturday. You know, it just made sense for me to, you know, not be at the college level with, you know, games every weekend and, you know, weeknights we're traveling 2 to 3 hours. It just didn't work anymore. So that was a big decision. But also, you know, the history of Penfield basketball. You know, Coach Burns did a great job of building this program up and left it in a great place. You know, it might have made this decision a little tougher if this program was in shambles or, you know, they didn't have some history of success. So that definitely made this decision a lot easier for me in regards to, you know, leaving the college level and getting back into high school basketball.
Exciting season for Penfield coming up here. Penfield kind of had a middle-of-the-road season during the regular season. They went 10-12, but then they got hot at the right time and went through and won a district title, an unlikely district title, but that gave those guys a lot of experience and a lot of excitement around the program, and they lost in the regionals there, but come out at the other end at 11-15. And coming back from that team, you have a wealth of experience, four starters returning from that group, or four guys who at least were part-time starters. And now that with that kind of group coming back and with your new system coming in, talk about how that kind of all mixes for you.
Yeah, I mean, so we went back and, we, you know, we're talking as a team and we're just looking at, you know, they went 8-14 in the regular season. They won three in the district and then lost in the regional. So they ended up finishing 11-15. But you look at how close some of their scores were in the league. They lost a ton of games by less than 5 points. And it's how do we get over that step? How do we value every possession? You know, how do we limit our turnovers? And, you know, thinking about situations of end of clock stuff, you know, we want to value every single possession because when you, you know, when you have so many games that were decided by 5 points or fewer, you know, you got to start looking back holistically at like, all right, first quarter, where did we lose some possessions? You know, everybody looks at the end of the game stuff and it's like, hey, you know, beginning of the game is just as important with making sure we're not losing the different scenarios where we could add some points. So, but yeah, you know, we return, you know, four starters in Zach Walling, Calvin Payson, Brevin Bailey, and Johnny Lake. And then we also return Evan Lampert, who was a big minute guy for them last year. You know, if he wasn't a starter, he was definitely the sixth man. So we return a wealth of experience and, you know, we're looking to play fast. You know, it's one thing they're not used to is pressing and, you know, playing tight defense. And so that's one thing that we are getting acclimated to. You know, we had a couple scrimmages last week and, you know, it definitely showed that we need some more work to do on it, but there's definitely a lot of good things on it. So, you know, we're going to continue to get better every day and, you know, lean on our experience to, you know, get us through some of these tough situations.
We first saw Brevin Bailey make an impact on Penfield as a sophomore, and he had a big year last year, and now that he's a senior, that gives you guys some senior leadership. What I really like about your team is your size, especially with those big guys, Jonathan Lake and Kevin Pizons. Are you going to lean on that size a little bit? Those guys are inside-outside kind of guys, so they can play in and out, I think, from going last year, and that gives you some nice options on your roster there.
Yeah, I mean, Lake and Payson are both 6'5", Brevin Bailey 6'4". And then, you know, they all three of them can play inside, outside. You know, Brevin's got a really good shot from the outside, as well as Calvin. And Johnny's been working hard on that outside shot because he wants to play at the next level. And, you know, that's one thing he's got to, you know, add to his game is that outside shot. So, you know, but we also got to be able to bang inside. You know, we have all this height. We got to start using it. We got to start playing physical. You know, one thing we found real quick in our scrimmaging is we don't like to rebound too much. So we spent a lot of time yesterday focusing on the basics of rebounding and making sure that we're not giving up second chance opportunities. So, you know, we're going to lean on that height a little bit, but also make sure we're sticking to our fundamentals.
Season starts right away, especially for a first year coach. I'm sure it comes a little bit faster than you want it to. Seems like you just got done with football just yesterday. So Penfield is playing at Williamston on Tuesday, and what do you want to see from your team in that opener in terms of maybe looking at what your team is doing, not necessarily what the opponent is doing?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the biggest thing is compete. You know, Williamson's a very good program. You know, they're dynamic. You know, they're going to match our height. They're very tall as well, and they're a very disciplined program. You know, they want to take the air out of the ball and slow us down, and we can't let teams dictate the tempo. We've got to dictate the tempo. So, you know, that's the biggest thing that we're going to focus on is controlling what we can control. You know, we can't control what they do. If they want to slow it down, let them. But we've got to be making fast and smart decisions. So that's the biggest thing we want to make sure is, hey, look, are we being under control? We're playing fast, but we're not playing reckless.
Well, excited for that. Excited for the Pennfield season to get started on Tuesday. And excited to be talking to Coach Haddon all season in Coach's Corner. Hey, thanks a lot for calling in, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on WBCK 95.3 FM.
This is Brad Carpenter. Coach's Corner will be on Thursday. Thanks. Excuse me. Coach's Corner will be on Thanksgiving break. As a result, Bob Coward and myself will be filling in for 1 hour on Saturday. We'll be talking gardening, taxes, and whatever else crosses our minds. So be sure to tune in and give us a call this coming Saturday, November 30th at 9 a.m. for Saturday Morning with Bob and Brad. And Jim Mead will be working the phones. That's Bob and Brad this Saturday at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBCK.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Matt Bowling of the Harper Creek Beavers. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Coach Bowling has been around a lot also for a long time. 21st season for Harper Creek basketball there for yourself, for boys basketball, and even longer overall. And yeah. Seems like you've been wearing blue and white for a long time. And but another season that gets the juices going for another year, and I know you're excited about that, right?
Yeah, we're excited about our possibilities for this year, that's for sure.
Team got hot at the end of the year last year and had a 7-game winning streak going into the postseason before falling in the second round of districts. And a lot of that was being pushed by a lot of underclassmen last year who are all kind of coming back. You have a roster full of experienced players that played last year or had minutes last year, and a ton of names on this list. And it starts with a couple of key guys that started most of your games last year. Traquan Cotton and Braden Bess, Braxton List, Davion Roy, Spencer Denny, they all saw playing time. Dylan Eversall saw playing time as a junior. Caden Sears, another senior coming back. Zach Kitchen, a senior. And Joe Cummins is a senior. I was kidding with you before we got on the air. You might need a couple extra basketballs out there with all those guys on the floor.
Fortunately, I think we have a pretty unselfish team. We have a lot of experience coming back. Didn't necessarily see that experience yesterday when we scrimmaged, but I'm glad to have that out of the way. Reminder of that our margin for error is not very big. I know we've had a lot of successful teams going back to last year with track and with baseball winning championships and golf and football this year, but we're not them. Their margin for error is much bigger than ours. We don't have that luxury. So everything that we have to do it at a very high level. The good news is there's that championship pedigree with those kids. They've been through those experiences. But they also have to remember this is a process, and that momentum from last year doesn't mean anything, to be honest. It's a brand new year. We gotta take that same buy-in, that same approach we had last year where we did take our lumps at times, but at the same time we learned from them, and we got better, and our practices so far to this point are pretty competitive. They're very good. But I just hope that we aren't satisfied or just think we're good enough to just show up and expect to win, because we are not that good where we can just show up and expect to win. It doesn't work like that.
You start with a couple of All-City players coming back. That's always a good way to start. Cotton and Braden Bess, and those guys bring different things to the table for you. And also, they're also kind of guys that in the way your team – play last year, step up at different times. It seems like last year was that way, and it's probably going to be this year is that way also. Whoever's hot is going to be the team, that the guy that kind of leads you, and you're going to look for different guys every night, and that's going to be the kind of team that you're going to have, right?
Yeah, we have lots of balance. I will say our shooting has improved a lot, but again, if we don't stop anybody, that shooting is kind of meaningless, so we got to do a better job defensively. But we do have a lot of capable guys that can score offensively. And then if you take someone away, we do have other options. So, we have some kids who can shoot the ball. But, again, like I said, that doesn't matter if we don't play both ends.
guys all the same kind of size also on your team. Not a lot of height. You have some guys who have some bulk to you, but not a lot of height there. And you've had those kind of teams before. How do you kind of deal with that in terms of the teams that you're going to play in the Interstate 8?
Well, we don't have size. We have to embrace kind of the things that we do well and disguise some of our weaknesses. But, I mean, in some of those games, I mean, let's just be honest. When we play Lakeview, when we play Marshall, we play games like that. If we're not physical, then we're going to struggle. And those guys that may be undersized have to be physical and have to step up with their physicality. And the other guys, if you're going to make a choice, you're either going to be physical and you get to play, or if you're not very physical and, you know, you're just not going to be able to play and that won't be one of your games. So that's just kind of how it's going to go.
The season starts real quick for everybody, and you guys are going to be at St. Joe. We'll go on the road, a long road trip on a Tuesday night of Thanksgiving week, so that's not ideal. But not necessarily a scouting report on St. Joe, but a scouting report on yourself on what you want to see in that opening game and get that opening game out of the way and get the season off and running.
Well, yeah. I mean, I want to – obviously, like you said, it's more about what we do, and we got it, and that's kind of how it's going to have to be most of the year. It's do what we do and do it at a high level. We need to defend and defend the three-point line while at the same time kind of forcing tempo, playing at a faster pace, and making sure that we hold teams to one and out. And if we get that quick shot that we want to force, if we don't force a turnover, then we're there to rebound it, and we're physical and rebounding on the back end. Didn't do it necessarily do a good job of that yesterday. So we got to pressure the ball better. I thought we'd done a good job of that in practice yesterday, but that did not carry over last night. So I know I wanted to see some adversity and face some things early on. I think we also faced a little adversity yesterday, and hopefully we learned some things about what we have to do. Again, take care of the basketball is a huge component of what we need to do. And if we can control, we control on our end, those kind of keys, you know, we have a chance to be successful.
Be a fun season coming up with Harper Creek. A lot of potential on this team, and it's a new year for everybody. So that's we're going to find out how those guys are going to all mix and mesh, and see how the Beavers are going to be fun on game night every week. It starts Tuesday at Harper Creek on the road at St. Joe. We'll be looking forward to talking about Harper Creek all season long with you, Coach, all season long. So thanks for coming down this morning.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bill.
That'll be it for Coach Bowling. We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on WBCK 95.3 FM.
This is Brad Carpenter. Coach's Corner will be on Thanksgiving break. As a result, Bob Coward and myself will be filling in for 1 hour on Saturday. We'll be talking gardening, taxes, and whatever else crosses our minds. So be sure to tune in and give us a call this coming Saturday, November 30th at 9 a.m. for Saturday Morning with Bob and Brad. Jim Mead will be working the phones. That's Bob and Brad this Saturday at 9 a.m. on 95.3 WBCK.
On 95.3 WBCK, proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer back here on Coach's Corner with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Drank Crum of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
Battle Creek Central is coming back with some, not a ton of players coming back, but you had a really young team last year. A lot of guys got a lot of minutes, and that's, you're kind of build on that momentum and hoping to see those guys kind of take the next step. A team that kind of struggled last year for wins and losses, but you did get some momentum late in the year. You won a district game, something to build on there. You have three senior returners that saw some minutes last year and are going to be looking for bigger roles, Jeremiah Warren, Josh Pittman, and Ebion Wilson. Talk about that group and how much you're going to kind of depend on them to lead a still young group for the Bearcats in terms of how you guys are hoping to take the next step.
Yeah, well, as you said, they were young last year, and it doesn't appear that they're much older this year. I mean, they are. But, yeah, we're hoping that those three guys that you mentioned, who played quite a bit last year, I mean, all of them got a lot of playing time, the returners. So we have to hope and hang our hat on the fact that those young men are going to be able to come in and carry the load early and to provide some leadership, setting the example for the younger guys that are coming in.
You have some younger guys that you have excited you kind of in the early going in these practices, in terms of maybe adding to that group and hoping that they'll bring something new to the nucleus there?
Yeah, well, we had three sophomores that we utilized the extra quarter rule. You know, they were playing JV for the most of the game, and then we would bump them up and let them play some quarters with the varsity last year. So there's three young men that were in that category. That's Randall Gray and Yasha McDonald, along with Derek Swift. So they're first year, I won't even say first year varsity, they're actually returning in some ways. Played significant minutes last year, and we're real excited about what they may be able to bring to the equation. We also had a transferred in. I'm trying to think. We call him Carmelo. Carmelo Hall. We'll probably be our quarterback of the team this year. I think he's probably going to be our point guard. But he's got a lot to learn, but a lot of potential with Carmelo.
The kind of team you put on the floor don't have a ton of size, and that's been an issue the last several years. And it's tough in the SMAC to be a little bit undersized team, but you do have a lot of good athletes. And talk about how you're going to utilize those guys in terms of the game plan and how things are going to go this year, or is it kind of a work in progress as you go into it?
Yeah, kind of, pretty much, Bill. We, once again, as you say, we don't have size. We're a very small team. Jeremiah Warren is our tallest guy, maybe 6'3", but doesn't weigh a whole lot, so he's long, and will probably be our, I guess we'll just have to call him our big. He wants to play more on the perimeter. I think linky and handles the ball pretty decent, but yeah, we'll be small again, so we'll definitely have to figure out what we can find as an advantage for us. I mean, logically, typically, you would think that if you're not big, you got to be quick, or you got to use speed, or you got to be more determined or something. So I think early on we're going to have to really try to figure out and establish an identity. Sitting here today, I can't really say what we'll hang our hat on there. But it definitely won't be because we got size and bulk on the inside.
You also want to maybe hopefully taste some success early this year to kind of put last year behind you and getting only the one win in the regular season that you can't just make that happen. But how important it would be to see some success early to give these guys some confidence, this still young team for you?
That's going to be pretty important. I think, though, even more important than the wins and losses early is if we establish game goals and evaluate how we do on the goals that we're setting. If we can accomplish goals early on, then I think we can feel successful in the fact that we're doing that, and I think the wins will follow.
The season starts really quick for everybody, like we've been saying all morning, and you guys are playing Jackson in your opener on Tuesday. And like we've asked all the coaches, it's not necessarily about Jackson, but about what you want to do in that first game. What do you want to see in that first game from your squad and in terms of being prepared for the season to get going?
Well, we're hoping to see, hopefully, chemistry develop. And, I mean, we just need to play tough, play hard, and like I say, try to figure out what's going to be our forte and what's going to be help us to be successful.
Everybody's looking forward to another big season of Valkyrie Central Bearcats basketball. It's always fun to watch the Bearcats play down at the Fieldhouse and at the gym there. And they get going on Tuesday playing Jackson at home. And it'll be fun for the Bearcat fans to see what's out there for 2024-25. We're going to do that for everybody as the season gets going. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down this morning.
Sure, thanks, Bill.
That's it for Coach's Corner for today. For boys basketball, we'll be off next week, but we'll get going and talk about the first couple of games when we're back after Thanksgiving. This is Bill Broderick.